A little more on shopping now from a dapper friend by the name of Helmut Sorge. He's a very Americanized European, a former correspondent for the German magazine Der Spiegel, based in Washington and Los Angeles. He spent more than 30 years exploring and explaining this country. He's just relocated to Paris to try looking at Europe again and explaining it to us. Here's Helmut Sorge getting reacquainted with the daily task of shopping over there.
I live in Montmartre. Montmartre is living history of art. Picasso worked there. Gauguin, Matisse, Chagall, great painters who were poor then and neighbors of workers, writers, butchers, or bakers. This area of Paris, the 18th, has probably changed less than other parts of town. The feeling of village life still exists, of days long forgotten. Sacré-Cœur above it all, this wonderful church. The mysterious convent of the Carmelites next door. The nuns never seen, only heard, when they raised their voices in the chapel. The chansons of Edith Piaf or Yves Montand, icons of France's musical past, come to mind whenever one walks through these streets. At the end, a price has to be paid for dreams of history. The inhabitants, like me, have to buy groceries and carry them up the hills. First the feet hurt. Then the leg muscles. Ligaments long forgotten send messages of pain to the brain. Suddenly one has to decide, wine or milk, juice or water, since all bottles combined will turn shopping into a bodybuilding exercise. The smell of bread drifts out of the boulangeries in the street below. Some bakers in Montmartre can be observed at work through the glass partitions. The fishmonger is next door, or the butcher, their food on display without glass or plastic protection against exhaust fumes or flies. The cheese is fresh. The flowers were brought up from the south of France. All wonderful if I don't have to shop. Unlike the U.S., the shopper in Montmartre, and almost everywhere in the French capital, packs the bag himself. Plastic, what else? For larger bags, payment is expected. No smile. This is not a Broadway show, but a working place. Spend your money and leave. Then be ready to suffer. The handle of the plastic bag will, on the path to the refrigerator, slowly cut into the hand and stop the blood flow into the fingers. Eventually, they will change color. With each step, the transport of groceries becomes hard labor. Some ladies pull little boxes on wheels up the stairs, just like airline passengers, their luggage to the departure lounge of LAX. Smaller supermarkets, which slowly replace traditional shops, are now offering home delivery for a fee. What if it rains? I can sit in a cafe with my bags and wait for sunshine for days. At the end, there is no choice. Take the plastic bag and run. Slave uphill. Brave the storm. Slowly the butter turns into a river of fat. The bread looks soon like it never has been baked. The feet hurt even more, and I regret once more that I took milk instead of the Bordeaux. What's nicer than a glass of vin rouge looking at Sacré-Cœur once the mountains have been conquered?
Helmut Sorge is a writer now living in Paris.
Sous le ciel de Paris s'envole une chanson. Elle est née d'aujourd'hui dans le cœur d'un garçon. Sous le ciel de Paris marchent des amoureux. Leur bonheur se construit sur un air fait pour eux. Sous le pont de Bercy, un philosophe.